Steve, could you tell me a little bit about what this study on vitamin D is all about?
What we want to learn about is whether vitamin D can have an effect on your bone strength, and more specifically, at which dose level we need to be taking vitamin D to have an effect on our bones. So the study is a three-year study that will involve volunteers taking one of three doses of vitamin D over the three-year period on a daily basis. And what we'll be doing is using our new technology to measure their bone structure and to determine whether or not the vitamin D they're taking has an effect on that structure. And the three doses that people will be taking are, and they're blinded, they'll be taking either the Osteoporosis Canada recommended amount of vitamin D, which we will supplement about 400 units per day, and they will get the rest from their normal diet. Another dose that we're considering is 4,000 units per day, which is a high dose compared to what's recommended, but it's still within the limits of what people can take without any medical supervision. And then the highest dose we're actually offering is 10,000 units per day, and that requires medical supervision while they're taking it. Although in all of the literature, there's really been no citations of taking high doses having a detrimental effect on their health. But the main question is, what dose of vitamin D is beneficial to people's bone health, if any.
Why is vitamin D such a hot topic right now? You hear about it all the time in the news, and people are being recommended to take it all the time. Why all of a sudden is there this interest in vitamin D?
I don't know if there's all of a sudden a lot of interest in vitamin D, but it certainly has been in the news a lot. And that's because recently there was a study by the Institute of Medicine to determine what the appropriate dose of vitamin D is. And vitamin D has effects on lots of different aspects of your health. Bone is only one of them. And so determining the correct dose for people to take has to take into account all the effects of vitamin D on somebody's health. And it's possible that the dose that's been determined is quite conservative, and it may be that we need a higher dose in order to have an impact on people's bone health. But here in Canada and in Alberta, we are all receiving very little vitamin D from sunlight, especially during the winter time, because we're in a northern climate. And so supplementing our diet with vitamin D is a way to bring up our vitamin D levels to what's considered a sufficient level.
Now, you're a biomedical engineer, so that means you're going to be looking after the sort of the measuring part of things. What are you going to use to measure how people are doing who are part of this study?
Well, the way people typically measure bones, which is our main focus of the study, is they would measure the density of the bones. That is, they would use a tool called a DEXA machine, a dual energy X-ray absorptiometry machine. It's more or less a calibrated X-ray, and the denser your bones are, the whiter it shows on the screen, and we can measure how dense your bones are. What we have, though, is a new technology that allows us to measure not just how dense people's bones are, but actually the shape of their bones and the internal structure of the bone at very high resolutions. And so this scanner that we're using, when we got the first version of this, it was the first in Canada in 2005. We've been working on that scanner. It's called an Extreme CT. And recently, we were able to obtain the new version of the scanner, which is currently the only one in the world that can do measurements at a very high resolution. And so we can see for the first time very small changes that would occur in people's bones as a result of, in this case, the vitamin D that they would be taking.
This study is going to take 3 years. So for people who are going to participate, do they have to commit to 3 years, or it's just that you're going to be doing it over 3 years with different people?
We want people to commit to participating in the study for the entire duration. People are taking vitamin D for short periods of time. It very likely doesn't have a very big impact on their overall health. We want people to be taking it on a regular basis for the entire 3 years, so we can see how that has an effect over that period. We know that it takes time for bones to change and to adapt according to our diet, or in this case, vitamin D. So we need to have sufficient time to be able to study this in the people that are participating. So there's going to be a level of commitment to the volunteers, but I think they will also be benefiting from having very closely monitored health related to the vitamin D that they're taking, and get some very interesting information about their bones that they might want to have just from a pure health perspective.
So when you are measuring, what is it that you're looking for? Even though the changes might take a long time, what sorts of things will you be looking for?
So we want to see that the bones are changing in their size and their structure to make them stronger. And so our really most important outcome is we want to see people have stronger bones as a result of the vitamin D, or we want to see whether they will have stronger bones. And so that's what these tools that we have are very sensitive at detecting. And we can actually take the data, which will be full three-dimensional views of people's bones at high resolution, and we can use engineering tools, actually, to simulate for each of these individuals in our study what their bone strength would be. So we can do a virtual test of their bone strength. And so it's a really neat way, I guess, of monitoring people's bone that goes much beyond just simply measuring how dense their bones are. And in addition, actually, to measuring their bone health, although that is the primary outcome of the study, we're going to be looking at other outcomes as well that are secondary outcomes. For example, we're going to be asking people questions in questionnaires that might give us some insight into their mental health. There's been a reported relationship between vitamin D and your overall mental health and your mood. We're going to be looking at the relationship between vitamin D and balance as well. These are sort of secondary measures. So we'll be looking at from a few different angles of people as they're taking the vitamin D throughout the study. Their commitment will be to come to our center at least on a biannual basis for their measurements. At the beginning of the study, we will be asking them to come for one extra follow-up measurement at 3 months just to make sure everything is going okay. And so beyond that, what their commitment will be is when they're at home is to every morning to take their vitamin D, as simple as that.
And how many people do you need, and where will they come from?
We are asking people who can commit to being able to come to our center at the University of Calgary on a regular study visit. We're looking for 300 people to participate in the study. They will be randomly assigned to either one of the three doses of vitamin D. They won't know what dose they're taking, and we won't know either. So it's called a double-blind study, and that's just to ensure that we have no influence on the outcome of the results. We want to make sure that it's really scientifically on the up and up.
Now, I understand this is a collaboration. Who are you collaborating with, and who is funding the study?
So the collaboration, from the science point of view, is happening at the University of Calgary. We're running the study. It's Dr. Hanley, David Hanley, and myself, who are the PIs at Calgary. We have a staff who's very dedicated to helping all the participants as they enter the study and as they move through the study at the University of Calgary. We have a collaborator, Dr. Reinhold Wies in Eastern Canada, who is also giving us some advice on the study. He's an expert in vitamin D to complement Dave's expertise in that area. Bringing in my expertise in the measurement side of things with biomedical engineering, we hope to run a really tight study. The funding of the study is through Pure North Synergy Foundation. They've provided the funds for the study and allowed us to independently operate the study. So it's really a great opportunity to be able to conduct a three-year trial, which is something that's very difficult to get funding for. And so through this funding avenue, we're able to conduct the study independently at the university and be able to afford to run the study.
And what is the role of Alberta Innovates Health Solutions?
So I am funded through Alberta Innovates Health Solutions as a researcher. I'm called a senior scholar. It's the first time in my life I've been called a senior. Alberta Innovates Health Solutions is a major supporter of research in Alberta. And so their support has enabled me to be able to focus on studies like this. I focus on this vitamin D study and other studies that are related to bone and joint health. Anybody who is interested in participating in this study can learn more about it by going to our website, which is bonelab.ucalgary.ca. So it's simply bonelab.ucalgary.ca, or emailing us at vitamind D, all one word, at ucalgary.ca, or phoning us at 403-220-3188. And this is a study that's conducted at the McKeag Institute for Bone and Joint Health. And the focus of the McKeag Institute is obviously looking at bone health and overall joint health and using biomechanical approaches to investigate those kinds of issues.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much. And I do hope that there will be people who are interested in participating in this study.